Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne, Greta, and, of course, the Realm of Beings. We're very happy to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. When you hear that term, Realm of Beings, you think, who are they? How do they operate in our lives? Why are they coming through with these messages now? Do we all receive guidance? How can we learn to use that guidance and flow through our lives with ease? These conversations will help you examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you are creating in your life and how it shows up. So let's get started, Shifting Impressions. Today, we are going to be talking about consciousness and unconsciousness related to this quotation. You can know where your unconscious is by the realities you create and the people who surround you and interact with you. Normally, when we think of conscious versus unconscious, maybe we think that, oh, when you're conscious, that's when you're aware of what your thoughts are at that moment. You're actually sitting and observing them. But when you fall into unconsciousness, that's when you're unaware of what you're doing and you're perhaps operating on some sort of autopilot mode. Greta, will you help shift impressions? And can you tell us what your understanding of the conscious, our consciousness, and our unconscious? Can you expand on that for us?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you, Lee, and I'd like to talk about the difference between the two, because that's really important. Because the conscious, your consciousness, does not hold everything. I compare it to a glass of water. If you put an empty glass under a faucet and you turn the water on, when the water gets to the top of the glass, what does it do? It displaces itself. It comes out. It flows out all over the glass. So it's in a, and if you leave the faucet on, it's a constant replacement, displace, replace of the water. That's the consciousness. Now, the difference is if you put another glass under the faucet and you turn on the water, but it never rises to the top, or if it gets to the top, it never overflows. Why? Because the unconscious does not forget anything. Nothing at all. It remembers everything. It remembers when you hiccuped. It remembers when you cried. It remembers when you were happy. It remembers everything. Nothing is ever lost within the unconscious. So that is a difference that I really wanted us to get through to our listeners today. One maintains just a little bit, won't maintain at all. The other one maintains everything and never forgets it and never displaces it. Yeah.
Can I I'll jump in and add something. I know Lee and I are big on research, and I always like to go a little bit deeper, and it's not so deep this time, but I did a search to define what comes up on the internet when you ask for consciousness, and the definition comes up as the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. And the difference, the definition of unconscious is the part of the mind which is inaccessible to the conscious mind, but which affects behavior and emotions. So I love that that description of the glass of water and displace, replace, and there's so much there that we could expand on. You know, these topics are out there. People think they might know what they mean, but there are a lot of perspectives that come through from, depending again on your education or your experiences. So I think it's a great topic to dive deep into. So
I think that you know, when you say to dive deep, I remember I was reading one of my psychology books, and the gentleman said that you really, or whoever wrote the book, said that you never know where your unconscious is. And that's why the quote that we're doing today is so important, that you'll always be able to know where your unconscious is. Because then we take it into mental equivalencies. And I think we've talked about that a little bit. But it's important when you're dealing with the unconscious. Because, like, for instance, if you catch a cold, you know, you're experiencing a cold, not that you caught it, but you're experiencing it. The fact that you have it means something. So what is the mental equivalency of catching a cold? The mental equivalency is that you feel inundated. You feel that so many things are happening. So many things are going on. Can you handle it? So consequently, we bring to ourselves, we create a cold experience. Because our physical bodies show us mental equivalencies. And that shows you where the unconscious is. Because if you ask somebody, do you want to give yourself a cold? Of course not. They're going to say, no, I don't want to give myself a cold. Well, of course, that's the conscious part talking. I'm not going to give you a cold. The unconscious, through the communication mechanism, which we will talk about in another podcast. But the unconscious knows, oh, you're feeling inundated, because it's connected with every part of your essence. So one of the essences it's connected to is your mental body, which contains your thoughts, your emotional body, which contains your emotions. So it's connected to that. So if you feel that, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to get this done, I've got too much to do, you know, then it says, okay, everybody, let's go into gear, talks to all the cells, let's go into gear, everybody, we've got to show Suzanne that she's feeling inundated, so everybody goes into operation, and there you go, you're experiencing a cold. But most people think that they got the cold because they were standing next to somebody who had a cold, and it transferred from them to the other person. But what we have to remember is that we create our reality at all times. If you're experiencing that cold, you created that cold for a reason. It's showing you a reason. So what happens with you within your physical body through the mental equivalencies, you can figure out what is where your unconscious is. Because I ask people, I said, would you give yourself cancer? Oh, no, I would never give myself that. Right, but people get it. And they get it by way of the unconscious. Yeah.
Well, I think that's so powerful, what you just shared about people getting something. When you say, I mean, when we become aware of these mental equivalencies, there's so much power in knowing that you don't just get something, right? Because that connotates that we're victims in this reality. When if you have an understanding of your unconscious and what you're creating, you can look at that cancer that you created, take responsibility for it, and if you're up to it, you can change your life and change your mind and heal yourself. There is all of that potential in that, where the language of getting a disease takes all of your creative potential away.
Right. I'd like to give an example for myself, because at one point I created to experience congestive heart failure. And that was really challenging for me, because if there's someone in the audience who's ever experienced that, or you're experiencing it now, you know it's very difficult to breathe. It was very difficult for me to walk across the street and not feel like I was dying. So I saw I was looking at the news, and they talked about this young man. He was young. He was a well-known basketball player, and said that he had just died, and he died of congestive heart failure. That was like a wake-up call for me. I said, oh, I don't have time to die. I have too many things I want to do. So I said, now, Greta, what are you going to do? I started talking to myself. I said, now what are you going to do? I said, I got to change this. I got to change this. I don't want this anymore. And so I went to the health food store. What you got? My doctor said, here, take this allopathic medicine. So I was taking that twice a day. I said, but, you know, I don't want to keep this. I want to get rid of it. So then that's when I went to the health food store. What you got? Grape seeds. Start taking grape seeds. And then they gave me something else. And then I went to my naturopath and I said, what do I do? And he put me on something building my blood and everything. It was just the most interesting experience. And then I start taking this other medicine that works on inflammation, because, you know, congestive heart failure, part of it is inflammation of the heart. Heart gets bigger and bigger. And then finally, most people, they say, if you have congestive heart failure, that you're going to die from it. And I decided that was not going to be my scenario. So I did all of that. I did the energy work on myself. And then finally, I went to the doctor and I changed doctors because my other doctor left and moved to California. So I had to find another doctor. In doing that, he wanted to test me. And so one of the things he tested was my heart. So when I went to speak to him, he was telling me all about the test, never did say anything about my heart. And so I said, well, what about my heart? And he said, oh, your heart's fine. I said, whoa. Then I knew. I said, wow, it's gone. I didn't have that. I didn't have it anymore. And I was just grateful. Who was I grateful to? Myself. Because I love myself enough that I did not want to continue with that. You know, and I have a health challenge now I'm working through because I don't want it.
Greta.
Yes.
Some of the mental equivalencies related with congestive heart failure.
Well, the heart, one of the things is lack of joy. The heart, one of the things is that you're lacking joy in your life. And that's a challenge for me, because the other mental equivalencies that go along with some of the other health challenges I have are dealing with joy. So consequently, I am, on occasions I do Dr. Emoto water, like we discussed several podcasts back. Mm-hmm. I drink joy water. I bring things into my life that I feel are joyful for me, because I know that that is a big issue. But without the mental equivalencies, I would never understand that. I would never understand that that is where my unconscious is. Because consciously, I did not give myself congestive heart failure. That came by way of the unconscious to show me, Greta, you're not having enough joy in your life. That's what it was showing me. And that's what I'm dealing with right now, is joy. You know, like even doing this podcast is joyful for me. So I'm constantly bringing more joy and more joy into my life, you know, instead of sitting down and saying, woe is me. You know, Greta doesn't need a pity party for Greta. You know, I don't do a pity party for Greta, and I don't do a pity party for anybody else. You know, yeah.
That's such great advice and such a great story that you shared with us on a, you know, from a personal level. And just sitting here listening, I can think of so many examples and people in my own life, just my little circle, where like if I just changed, or if they just changed that one thing, like that one realization that whatever they're manifesting physically and the label that they're putting on it has a mental equivalency. And I think that if we all just took just a split second and a pause and thought, okay, I caught a cold, or I have a cold, like even just the language around a cold, like, you know, like, oh, somebody gave me a cold, or I caught it, like just taking responsibility for that experience, and then going out and saying, okay, well, it's telling me I need, you know, to relax a little bit more or not feel so overwhelmed. Maybe I can ask for help for things, or not take on too many responsibilities, so I have more time to rest and relax. So,
yes, it's to move through our lives with ease.
With ease, yeah. Disease, that brings up that word, disease.
It's disease, right.
You hear that all the time.
And see, and the other thing too that you brought up, Yvonne, which I think is really great, is when you said, people say, I have a cold, or I was given a cold. When you say, I have it, what are you doing? It's like, I have it. You're hanging on to it. You're keeping it. Don't say you have it, doggone it, because then you're really going to have it. You know, just know that the thing is temporary, and you just tell it, look, I'm through with you. You're not helping me. I need you to go away. I think we talked about that, you know, I release you. I love myself unconditionally. We taught that technique to everybody some time back. But I release you. I release the energy that goes with you. I release it. I love myself unconditionally. Yeah.
And at that unconditional love reminder, let's take our first break. Thank you for listening to Shifting Impressions.
Stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What did you say? Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back. We just took a short break, but we're here on the podcast, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Yvonne. I'm here with Greta and Lee and the Realm of Beings. And we are on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we're live on Facebook, and our podcasts are recorded and put up on YouTube. So in this two-part podcast, we're discussing consciousness versus unconsciousness, the difference. And it has been preceded by the quotation from the realm: you can know where your unconscious is by the realities you create and the people who surround you and interact with you. And we have been exploring that quotation with some very interesting, not interesting, but just very relatable examples. And Greta's talking about how we create a possibly something in our lives, a cold or some sort of disease that there is a mental equivalency on the mental level that brings that experience to us. We don't just get it, we actually create it for ourselves. And people don't give us a cold. It's our creation. During the break, we had a continuation with this discussion. So, Lee, Greta, any other,
thanks, Yvonne.
Girls?
I wanted to circle back to, where we started the conversation with the definition that you had provided us with, which specifically stated the unconscious, the part of the mind which is inaccessible to the conscious mind, but which affects behavior and emotions. And that is very key. And I think it's important that we really do try to shift impressions on that, because as we were just talking about, we do have access to the unconscious. And when we are aware, it is always trying to communicate with us and let us know, as the quote says, where we are by what shows up. And when we have that knowing, when we have that understanding, we can access the unconscious. And when we create that cold, and if we have the understanding that we are feeling overwhelmed, we can look at our life and say, okay, let me stop. What's going on with me that I'm feeling overwhelmed? Where is that coming from? Okay, I appreciate that I created this cold to stop me, to force me to look. And okay, I can take steps to feel less overwhelmed, like you were saying earlier. And we can do that displace, replace in the here and the now to the effect that unconscious. And I think that's really a point worth sort of driving home to our listeners. Greta, did I misstate something? Do you have anything more to add to that?
No, I think you're right on target, Lee. And that's the thing. I want to say, though, something that we talked about back, maybe the first or second podcast, is that to remind everybody that they create, each person creates their own reality at all times, 24/7. You are never, and I'm going to put two negatives, and I know that makes a positive, but I'm going to do it anyway. You're never not creating your reality. Never not. Everything. If you stub your toe, that's you. If somebody screams and hollers at you, that's you. If you have a disease, that's you. You know, if you were in an accident, that's you. Everything is about you. And most of the time we want to look at people outside of ourselves. Well, you know, like I've forgotten the comedian. I said it last time. And I still forget his name. The devil made me do it. You know, that he used to always say, the devil made me do it, you know. But no, it didn't have anything to do with the devil. You decided you wanted to create that yourself. Everything is your creation of reality. It's never.
That is a big shift. That's huge shift.
Oh, yeah. I know when somebody, when my mentor, I call her my mentor, and she told me, well, Greta, you know, you created your own reality. I said, get out of here. You going to tell me I created that mess? No, I'm not taking that. I didn't want that. But see, the advantage of it is that you can change. When you don't want to look at it, you want to just bypass it. You want to avoid
it. Sweep it under the rug.
That's right.
As they say.
That's right. And like I tell people, I said, it doesn't matter. Like some people tell me, I don't want to review this in my life. Yeah, well, you don't want to review it, but that's all right, because it's reviewing you. Okay. You can say, I'm not going to look at it. That's too hurtful for me, but you're holding that pain. So therefore it's there. And where are you holding it? You're holding it in the unconscious. Mm. That's where you're holding it. So you have to bring it up out
bring
of the
up.
Unconscious. Yes. Mm-hmm. I had to bring up out of my unconscious by just requesting it. Because I know somebody in the audience is going to say, how do you do that? Right. You do it by saying, let me know. Let me know this.
Then you start seeing the signs and the symbols. I've been doing some dream work, and those journeys that I take and remember, whether they're like during the day when I'm awake or at night when I'm asleep, like I've been paying more attention to the symbolism and the messages, and they actually do show up in my waking or awaking life during the day at work or whatever I'm doing. But you know, like the example that you talked about with Joy, you know, I feel like I'm part of this podcast because I connected with you, and that's one of the things I want to bring more into my life. So I use the tools that we had suggested to our listeners, infusing the water with joy. So I have in my on my kitchen table a ring of glasses filled with joy water, and it's helped me drink more water during the day. So I'm actually healthier, which created more joy. And just the idea of every time I down a glass of water that's full of joy, it just reverberates everywhere. So it's fun, it's happy, it's joyful. And this podcast, at first I was like a little reluctant. I was like, I can't do that. I can't speak in front of like thousands of people effectively. That, you know, as this podcast is recorded, there's a potential to reach a huge audience. And yet here we are every week, just having a good time. So thank you, Greta. And, you know, this is a way of kind of understanding or showing another example how we are all part of the same force, the same power. We're all part of that. I think that's another element that we haven't really touched on yet. And that's why we chose to break up this discussion into two podcasts, so we can explore a little deeper about the one, the force, all being part of that same unconscious.
Right. Definitely. I think next week we're going to be doing that. So I hope people that looked at this one look at next week, because it's a continuation, because then we really get down to talk about the unconscious and really what it is. So that you can understand it. I think today is mainly about how does it create our realities, and it does. Mm-hmm. Because it's working. There's a communication between it and everything that we're doing in our lives. It's like people who have automobile accidents. You know, my husband called me once and he said, I want you to know I've been in an automobile accident. I said, oh, really? And he said, I said, well, what happened? And of course, I asked about him. Are you guys all right? You know, he told me, well, Kai wasn't in the car when it happened. And he said, I was just sitting at the stop sign and somebody came and rear-ended me, you know, when he got home, finally got home. And I looked at it and said, whoa, I mean, they had smashed that little car, our car, the Gray Dragon. I call it the Gray Dragon. You know, squashed it right there. And I knew that he's not into creation of reality 24/7. But so I knew that to have peace in my house, I was not going to tell him, well, you know, you created that. You know, he was not going to want to hear that, you know. So I just left it alone. But I had to learn something from that, because I was standing in my backyard. And I said, I'm coming to get a new car. I said, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to have a car note. That's what I said. I don't want to have a car note. So the next day, we have this accident. Accidents are anger, by the way. I don't care what kind of accident you have. If you fall down, if you stub your toe, you cut your finger, all of that, that's because you created it because you were angry about something. So what you want to do is look at it and see, well, why am I angry? So back to my car, when we went to take it to get repaired, my husband talked to a gentleman and said, look, I have this car. Do you want it? And, you know, and it was in reason, and we could pay for it. And so we made the decision we would get it. So that was the new car. So then I said to myself, anytime something comes to me in my head that I'm getting something new, you know, it is not going to be out of stress, out of strain, out of accidents and mm-hmm. anything. I qualified it this time, you know. I
out said, of joy.
Yes. I said, that's right. So we learn, you know, we learn each time. See, the whole purpose of this experience is lessons to learn. That's all it is.
and Greta. So when we realize, when we have that fall, when we have that accident, when something happens, okay, now we have the information that we have to examine what we're angry about, now to release that anger that made us fall, that made us, you know, that created the energy was with us that created the accident. How do we speak to the unconscious to release that?
Okay, one of the ways is what we've talked about just even earlier today, and that is that you just say, I'm releasing. So you talk to your unconscious. You don't have to speak out loud, but you can talk in your mind because you're communicating with it. You've got to let it know, I don't want this experience anymore. I'm through with it. So you say, I release. I release this experience. If it's somebody that you're having a challenge with, then that means you're emotionally attached to that individual. So you can say, I release all the emotional attachments I have to this person. Mm-hmm. So it's a release. And then soon as you release it, you say, I love myself unconditionally.
So you're replacing that. That's the displace, the water example. You displace and then replace whatever that challenge is with unconditional love.
Right. Now, I remember that you talked to me, Yvonne, about someone said that I don't believe it's always unconditional love.
But right.
The bottom line of it is that you have two foundational emotions, fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to hold it up because fear and love. When you go down to unconditional love, it's not that you're getting higher. It's like you're going deeper into yourself. It's a movement deeper. You know, people say higher this, higher that, lower this, lower that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really not a higher. It's not really a lower. It's going deeper into yourself, understanding who you are, recognizing your essence of worthiness, of beauty, of joy. And most of us don't recognize that in ourselves. So what does the unconscious do? The unconscious shows you you're not doing that. It's going to give you, like, one instance would be giving you interactions with people who don't show you love and affection. They do the opposite. But we're going to look at them. We want to look at them. No. Look at you.
Right. You're taking the attention off of the real deep issue that once again revolves around looking at yourself and loving yourself unconditionally. It's easier to say, oh, it's so-and-so's fault that this is happening, that I've created. And, you know, you can use the same thing, that I've created this whatever situation where, I don't know, like there's an accident or there's like somebody yelling at me or something like that, getting angry. So it's really sort of like when you blame it the other person or put the attention on them, you're taking it away from yourself and being fully responsible for creating that experience. That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, another example is when people come to me, they let me know I got fired.
Oh, I got fired. Oh, no.
Yeah, I got fired.
That's a big one, because then there's no money and goes down to like I, you know, I don't have money. I won't have a roof over my head. I won't buy food. So that's a huge one, especially in these times, you know, with things being a little unstable out there in the grand world, the bigger world. Yeah.
Right. But I tell them, I said, you didn't get fired, because you say I got fired. That meant somebody else fired you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell them is when they say I got fired, I say, oh, OK, so you fired yourself. See, nobody can fire you. That's your creation of reality. You created because you wanted to be fired. Where was that hell? Unconscious. unconscious.
Why do you think? Why do you think people would create that, Corinna? Why would they create?
They have a thought about, oh, I don't like this job. I don't like going to this job. I'm getting tired of this job. I'm tired of the people. I'm tired of this boss. This boss is not working with me. This boss doesn't like me.
They don't appreciate me. That's another big one.
Right, right. That's right. So then you say, oh, I wish I was someplace else. I wish I was working someplace else, or I don't want to be here. You know, so the thing is that once you speak it, so you put it into action. What you speak, what you think, what you feel, that's action. So you're putting it into action. I was working on a job once, and my boss, he was taller than I was. I'm not that tall anyway, so anybody could be taller than me. But he said, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. Only thing I did was I looked at him and I said, for real? And I just turned around and walked away. And I was cracking up because I said, this man doesn't realize he can't fire me. I'm the only one who can fire me. And I'm staying here. So I want you to know he left before I did. And I wasn't fired. Okay, I retired. So, hey, no, nobody can fire you. I'm going to fire you because you didn't do that. I said, yeah, right. Go ahead. See if you can do that. Because I know that you can't do anything to me unless I create for you to do that. I don't care what it is.
Good reminder, Greta. I love that.
And
take that.
We will take a short break. So when we come back to Shifting Impressions, we will ask Yvonne and I these questions to the realm of beings about consciousness and unconscious. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Shifting Impressions.
Waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
Welcome back to Shifting Impressions. We are in the third segment of our show. This is where Yvonne and I get to ask questions directly to the realm of beings. So, Realm, are you present?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for joining us today. So, earlier, the last 45 minutes or so, Yvonne, Greta, and I have been talking about consciousness and our unconscious. What do you have to tell us about those two things?
See, you've got to feel worthy. You want to feel worthy of life, of joy, of peace. You want to feel worthy. Worthy. So you're in the unconscious so that the unconscious can say, oh, you're worthy. When you're worthy, then you're loving yourself. When you're loving yourself, then your realities reflect that you love yourselves.
That's our quote today.
Of course.
You can know where your unconscious is by the realities you create and the people who surround you and interact with you.
Right. The big thing is love yourselves. We say that every week.
Love yourselves.
It's important because that's how you create your reality. You hate yourself. Like some people are with spouses that beat them physically beat them, or emotionally beat them. Why? You are attracted to each other. That person is supporting you, letting you know you don't love yourself. If you're getting slapped around, note you don't love yourself. Treasure yourself. The unconscious is there to help you treasure yourself, love yourself. But it accepts all experiences that you want by way, and how do you get them? By way of your thoughts. By way of your thoughts. You have the thoughts. And then you have the emotions around the thoughts. More and more and more emotion. Like some people can say, I hate that person. So the unconscious knows, okay, you hate that person. So what do? I hate that person. So every day, I hate that person. Years go by, I hate that person. Decades go by, I hate that person. You're hanging on to hate. I hate this person. I hate what they did with me. They hurt me. Ha. And then you find, other than you say, why isn't my life working? Why does this person have this? Look at that. I deserve to have that, just like that person. It's not about you just deciding, I want to have that like that other person. It's about you understanding that you created that reality. Hate. You want to release hate. You don't need to keep it. It's debilitating. The only person you're hating is you're hating yourself. Your hate cannot reach out to the other person. It cannot. It stays within you, and all your cells feel it. The unconscious then works with you to want to show you that you are feeling hate. So it will bring you, it will assist you in creating and bringing other people to you to hate. Or even more than that, for people to hate you. Because when you get into that, you're creating to bring that same thing that you think you're putting out there that is inside you, that is inside the unconscious. Because that's where it sits. Consciously, you would say, oh no, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate a soul. Me? But here we go. You're going to hear somebody possibly say, you know, I hate you. I've always hated you. And then you sit back and you wonder, why is that person saying that to me? Unconscious. Oh, I like that. I need to practice.
Ring that unconscious bell. That was good. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
Because
the unconscious.
So,
yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lee. Talk to me.
It's so true. There, I mean, you're speaking these undeniable truths. When we can shift, I mean, it is a huge shift to just take responsibility for what is showing up in our lives. I mean, that is a big cookie to digest, so to speak. Because
yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that is fun.
I mean, it is. Again, it's even that analogy of the mirror, right? When you're whatever you're looking at on the outside of yourself is a reflection of what is in your unconscious. Yes. No, correct.
Of
what's
course.
Showing up on the outside is what is within you.
Yes, what you're receiving. When you say outsidely, you're talking about what are you receiving from others?
Yes, I'm talking about in that reality that we're creating, what's, like the quote says, what's showing up there.
Yes, it's only with you. You must look within you. The unconscious is not sitting outside. It's not outside of you. The unconscious is inside of you. It is one with you. You are one with it. It is there to assist you in going through this experience, which you call life.
I mean, it's the reason that we're here, right?
Well, you brought yourselves here. Nobody brought you here. You decided in the incarnate stage, you decided, okay, I'm going to be humanoid, and I'm going to come here and have a human experience. You wanted to come and have a humanoid experience. And then some of you, when you get here, you go, oh, I made a mistake. You know, and then there's some that when you were in the incarnate stage said, ooh, I don't want to come here. I didn't want to come here in the first place. So what do? They get stuck in the womb, don't want to come out. You know, that's why mothers have these long, you know, what do you call that when they're trying to give birth? These long
labor.
Labor, that's it. This long labor stuff, you know, because the baby doesn't want to come out and said, I didn't want to come here in the first place, you know. But hey, you created it, so now you are here. So make good of that here. Don't, if you concentrate, I don't want to be here. What does that do? It makes it harder for you to be here. That's what you're creating. The unconscious. Oh, you don't want to be here? Okay, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me give you all these things to let you know you don't want to be here. And it will show you one thing after another. One, then you say, oh, my God. Then you go into a pity party. Oh, my God. Why? Why is this happening to me? Oh, God, help me. Then you start praying. You start.
So our prayers are never answered? Is that what you're saying?
A prayer?
Our prayers answered?
If you want them to be. Creation. You want a prayer answered? You got to create for it to be answered. Remember what you've all been talking about. Creation of reality never stops. Never. This is it.
What came up for me as we're just sitting here, you were talking about thoughts and emotions, and I just had this image of a lot of like bubbles, which in a way they were like your thought forms were just like bubbles surrounding you, and you were choosing whatever it was we were talking about, to hate yourself or to like feeling unworthy. And then you can easily just go to a different bubble at any time, because they're all, those bubbles are out there and available for all of us to choose from. And then we choose a different reality or choose a different experience, and then put a lot of emotion, another choice behind that, to make a change, to go from self-hatred to unconditional self-love, unconditional forgiveness. And when you look at that, it just seems like so easy to just switch from one thought form to another. Like, I don't know. It just kind of hit me as that. It's just not that difficult to change things.
But you know, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how deep you are into this. Sometimes it can be a challenge. Doesn't have to be. It can be easy if you want it to be easy. But many people don't understand that they create their own reality.
Realm, thank you for joining us on this episode of Shifting Impressions. Thank you for your insight. Listeners, thank you for joining us, Yvonne and Greta. Until we create each other again, thank you for listening to Shifting Impressions.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long, until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.